All right, welcome everyone. We will call to order. I will call to order the public hearing for the potential land transfer to the Municipal Building Authority. And I'll read the notice that was given. Notice is hereby given that Daggett County, the county, intends to assist the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority, the MBA, in improving the Dutch John water system by conveying certain real property currently owned by the county to the MBA. The property to be conveyed consists of parcel number 02-0017-0442, which is approximately 0.50 acres near the Dutch John Airport in the town of Dutch John, Daggett County, Utah. The legal description and additional information can be found on the county website at www.daggettcounty.org/transfer. The purpose of the conveyance is to assist and enable the MBA to finalize funding for improvements to the Dutch John water system. The County Commission will hold a public hearing to receive comment on Tuesday, February 20th, 2024 at 10:30 a.m. at the county offices located at 95 North 1st West, Manila, Utah, and will then consider the conveyance of the parcel during its regular County Commission meeting on February 20th, 2024 at 11 a.m. All interested persons are welcome to attend and participate either in person or virtually. Those wishing to participate virtually may access the meeting by going to meet.google.com/ODG-THWE-VOE or by calling 1-530-552-1515 and entering PIN 133-149-852-pound. Is there any more discussion concerning this? And then I'll call for.
I'll add some discussion. And I apologize for not having read it closer earlier. But Kent, on the land, the way it's being described, the water facility will be, in essence, collateral for the current water facility. This 0.5 acres that building sits on is collateral for the loan portion of the CIB money, right?
That is correct. And it's not the system. It's just the building, the physical building, and the real property.
Okay, and then the way it reads, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm reading that it's anticipated that the new facility will sit on that same piece of property. And my understanding of all the plans, it will be adjacent to it, but it won't be on this property.
Are you talking about the resolution, the verbiage in the resolution?
Yes.
Itself?
Yes. And if it does say that it is intended to serve as collateral for a loan from Utah Board of Water Resources, it's a loan from Utah, the Permanent Community Impact Board, is where the loan's coming from. On Resolution 2401 MBA. Maybe that's a quick fix. That's the one I noticed. It says to assume ownership of the land upon which the water facility will be located. I don't think in that half acre the new building will be on it, nor the water tank.
Okay, so we need to change the language. Let me get there.
And make sure it's consistent between that and the county resolution 2403 on the same thing about line 1, 2, 3, 4, starting with facility on a parcel of land located in Dutch John, upon which the proposed water facility will be located. I don't think that half acre is going to carry all that stuff, but tell me if I'm wrong.
I
And I apologize if the fact that there was probably an opportunity to review it, it didn't catch.
Okay, so I'd see where we've got the language. So it's not the American Rescue Plan Act and a grant from the Utah Permanent Impact Board. What has it been?
No. So line one on 2403 is Daggett County has received a grant and a grant, and that should be grant loan from the Utah Permanent. That's a grant loan mix from the Utah Permanent Community Impact Board.
But we've also got the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, or is that different? It's just
I don't know where the drink. It's not the Board of Water Resources, it's drinking water. The Division of Drinking Water under the Department of Environmental Quality. I don't know. Now, the funding that drinking water got may have come from the rescue plan that they distributed through their program.
But that's, in my mind, that's, is that relevant? The drinking water grant isn't requiring collateral.
It's not requiring anything.
So can we just take that out of the resolution, because the collateral
is associated
is
with
the
grant
CIB,
loan for
grant
CIB.
Loan mix.
Yeah. Whether it stays or goes, it isn't a problem on the first line of resolution 2403. The only part is where we're suggesting that the new facility will go on where the existing one is, and it would not be exactly the same.
Right.
So what I would recommend is it's a grant / loan from the Utah on both of them in the first two lines. Whether we keep the American Rescue Plan part of it, I don't know, is relevant. Other than when the other lawyers, the bond attorney starts looking at it, that it has some accuracy. This only has anything to do with CIB. So I don't know. I think I agree with you to remove anything that says American Rescue Plan.
Or even the Division of Drinking Water.
Well, yeah. Right. And then on the third whereas on the MBA resolution, the water facility land is intended to serve as collateral for a loan from the Utah Permanent Community Impact Board, not water resources.
Yeah, just to keep it clean. I mean, it's all, the drinking water grant is integral to the project, but isn't requiring collateral.
Correct.
So yes. Just to keep it clean, I'd say just remove that verbiage.
I concur.
And leave
the okay,
so right now I removed, and I've tried to keep up with you here. So I've got the county, going with the first whereas, the county has received a grant and loan from the Utah Community Impact Board. Is that right?
Yeah, and then what you've got written, you said Permanent Impact Board, it'd be Utah Permanent Community Impact Board would be the proper name.
And I don't know, this might be not consequential, but the collateral is for the loan, not the
portion.
Grant portion.
Correct.
So you could take the grant reference out, unless you want to leave it in. Maybe that's
inconsequential. It comes as one funding mechanism from Permanent Community Impact Board with a loan grant mix.
Sure.
So for the purposes of this, it's to accommodate the loan, however you want to verbalize it. So are you working on 2403 or the MBA?
Yes.
2401?
I'm working on 2403.
Okay.
So start from the whereas and tell me how you want it to read.
received a funding mechanism in the form of a loan and grant from the Utah Permanent Community Impact Board.
Okay, so now it says, whereas the county has received funding in the form of a grant and loan from the Utah Community Impact Board.
And I would leave everything else alone.
And I would construct a 1 million gallon flow regulation raw water tank and a new water treatment plant on a parcel of land located in Dutch John, Utah, just adjacent to
the current facility.
The current Okay, so we don't need to worry about legal description stuff because we're talking about the loan above.
The legal description is for the collateral.
Okay, so do we need to have a I've got to cut and paste and move some stuff around and create another paragraph. And
well, for just a note of order, we're not considering the resolution at this point.
No.
In the public
this
hearing.
This is discussion. In terms of the effort, to the point of this, I'd be very in favor of the transfer for the purpose of the collateralizing the loan from CIB. The nuts and bolts of it. The only reason I brought it up now was in the event we could fix those things, then when we move into the other meeting, we'd have something to work
with. But just so Kent knows, we're in the public hearing portion, and the resolution won't be considered until we go back into the commission meeting.
Correct.
Okay.
So we have some time, I guess is what I'm saying, Kent, if you want to work on it in the background.
I am right now.
Okay. Any more discussion before I call for the opportunity for citizen comment?
Well, background, what it is, with that tank, with the new system, the efficiencies and being able to accommodate the rules of the environmental policy or environmental quality for water treatment, this is a big, big change for that water system that should last it, and it will be expandable as development occurs. As far in terms of water treatment, as far as the tank goes, that will relieve a lot of pressure on the pumps that pump the water from the dam, allowing them to maintain water in that big tank also and use it as needed rather than pumping to run the system from the dam. It'll take a lot of the wear and tear off those. Probably be same hours, but more efficient in the use. The hours would add up the same, but being able to preload the water into the tank to feed the water system will be important as far as the efficiency of that. You don't have to start up and as many startup and shutdowns. As well as from an emergency standpoint, it would allow that opportunity to have water in the tank if something did fail on the pipeline or the water tank or the pumps, it would allow
storage capacity
to run the system longer. That's it. And then if there's questions or comments from the public.
So are there any citizens that would like to make comment concerning the potential transfer of this property for the purposes stated.
And then for full disclosure, I'm also, I use that water where I live and see it as a grand value, especially with the funding mechanism that occurred through CIP. And it's, this system, for people to understand, is it is a, what, I always forget, Fund 28 is a type of fund,
enterprise
fund, and is intended and meant to and operated as the water users pay the bills. It's not a,
it's
typically
an independent fund, not supplemented by the,
typically
by the general fund in the county.
The intent is for it to not be.
And I'd say for the past number of years, it has operated on its own. It stood on its own and hasn't been supplemented by the general fund money.
That's all my comments for a
while. Any public comment, citizen comment?
This is a county-owned system or a Dutch John-owned system?
It's a county-owned system that provides water to the town of Dutch John.
And the, like you were referring to, Jack, the cost of that would be the burden of the residents and not the taxpayers of the county.
Correct.
That's correct. When was it that we restructured the rates? Five years ago. At that point, since that point, I believe, we've been able to operate the system at its own expense, not at the expense of the county in any way. And it is a, this project is a great benefit to the system and to all the users of the water system.
What does it allow for growth, or does it?
A lot.
Is there a percentage that is in mind, or?
So
we don't have some.
I don't have it in my head, the exact numbers, but I think with the osmosis version of this, it'd be like Greendale's. The components are add-onable, and we've left space in it to add component, the filtration component to it. It's, I can't think of the word I want to use.
Expandable,
to where you can add a component as needed. This would be built to accommodate every anticipated for probably 10 years, unless all of a sudden somebody developed and needed to use it. But the expandability of it is more seamless to be able to just add those.
It'll allow for exponential growth.
I just
users.
Don't have all the exact numbers in my head, but yeah.
That's a big part of the.
And it's got slack for the current use and some growth built into it right now.
Yeah, thanks to Sunrise Engineering for their diligent work and Trevor Brixby, the operator of the system. CIB, drinking water. It's a big project. It's going to be a big benefit to all the users now and in the future.
And with the loan part of it, we did work with Zion Bank to do the financial security help with that as well, to figure out if there is going to need to be a rate increase, what it might be. But right now, as far as we know, the current rates could cover the bond payments. But if there was a need to increase them, we would have the numbers to know what to do with them.
Randy, anything from you?
Nope.
I think it's a worthwhile project. I mean, the citizens of Dutch John should appreciate the work that the county's done here.
Okay, one last chance for any citizen comment. there isn't any, we'll adjourn the meeting by acclamation, and it is 10:50. Adjourn the public hearing to be more correct.